An estimated 20% of the population has trouble working with numbers. That's as many as one person in five with some sort of numerical disability. Researchers in Britain are exploring ways to stimulate the brain to improve the ability to understand and work with numbers. If you look at two numbers, say 7 and 2, most of us know at a glance, almost instinctively, which one is bigger. Scientists at the University of Oxford, led by Roy Cohen-Kadosh, have been trying to understand what goes on in the brain when we work with numbers. In the latest in a series of research papers, Cohen-Kadosh describes how electrical brain stimulation can affect the process.
We wanted to see if we will give to people to learn numerical information, so to learn a new numerical system, if stimulating their brain will improve their ability to learn and to act on this learned material.
To try to answer the question, the scientists recruited a small group of people, just 15, and divided them into groups. Some of the subjects got a small electric current directed at the part of the brain that handles mathematical tasks. Not enough for a shock, just a brief tingle. Others got a fake placebo treatment. Then, they were given tests to evaluate their skill with numbers using a set of made-up symbols instead of actual numbers. Some people who got the electric stimulation showed significantly better performance in the tests. Others were significantly worse, depending on how the current was applied. Cohen-Kadosh says the electric current apparently affects brain chemistry in a way that makes the brain cells more adaptable, a feature called plasticity.
And this is what we want eventually to do in these cases where people have some problems to learn correctly.
This kind of stimulation may affect more than just numerical skill. Cohen-Kadosh says other researchers are studying how it might be used to alleviate pain or help restore speech after a stroke, to name just two. This is still just a laboratory finding, but the effect of 6 20-minute stimulation sessions is long-lasting, persisting for at least 6 months. Cohen-Kadosh and his team are patenting the process, and he says electric brain stimulation might one day be used to restore abilities lost through illness, or maybe just help a prospective engineering student improve her math skills. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.